Hey, Brian, did you see what GIA's doing?
No, what?
They don't want us to sing Faith of Our Fathers anymore, so they scrapped it from their hymnals.
That's funny. We just sang it at my church last Sunday as the offertory hymn.
Man, how did you get so lucky? We had to sing this Living Faith thingy instead.
A living what?
We are iSnark. Bum ba dum bum 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 bum.
iSnark, you snark, we all snark for the iSnark.
I snark, therefore I am.
To snark or not to snark? That is the question.
Oh, to hell with it. Snark!
Snarks rule. Litter nice drool.
Long live the snark. I am snark. Hear me roar.
Snark this.
Oh, come on now, son. You can't snark an old snark now.
Oh, snark, snark, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is.
Oh, snark off, will ya?
Lift high the snark,
lift high
the roaring snark proclaim.
What the snark?
Brian Michael Page is I Snark.
This portion of I Snark is brought to you by Unfinished Pet Projects. Any more of them and our host will be the next Matt Roloff. And now, an unfinished pet project himself, here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome to installment number 173 of your friendly neighborhood iSnark, Ego Sum Brianis Make Alice Pagina. Thanks once again for finding in your conscience to tune in.
Oh yeah!
And yes, I did open up another pet project, and this one's inspired and influenced by a book that I had mentioned on the last couple of episodes of iSnark, and that book is The Complete Proper of the Mass by Monsignor Herman Koch and Father Andrew Green, something they had put together back in the 1940s, with this new project's working title, The New Complete Proper of the Mass. Simple as that. And although the bulk of the music is original, it does take on a similar format. Four or five feasts at one time grouped together, resulting in four or five introits under one set of music, four or five graduals under another, etc. You will find many adaptations of the responsorial psalm settings I wrote in much of the music. If it was metrical at one point, sounds like chant now. What's different is that the propers here conform to the calendar of the current Roman Missal and that they are in English. You can see the work in progress at christosofancientmusic.blogspot.com. As of the time I'm recording this podcast, I have three sets completed, one for the Sundays of Advent, one for the four masses of Christmas, that is vigil, midnight, at dawn, and during the day, and then one for the rest of the Christmas season. I've just started on a new set for Lent, including Ash Wednesday, and this will also include the chants for the distribution of ashes. So that way there, you don't get to hear, you don't have to endure this goofy song.
We rise again from ashes, for the good
and be stumbling your way out of church. Oh, I never did mention my other pet project, the one that involves lectionary psalms and hallelujahs. That one also has a working title. This one's pretty catchy. Psalm 151. Later on in our show, what the Sam hell have they done to faith of our fathers? And plenty of music to go around. But first, our sun-drenched friends, the Jungle Screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Hey, what's up with the double here? I see. It's hotter than hell. After all, it's July, so you want to go feast for the next 2 weeks. Ah, I gotcha. That's why you're doubling up. All right, here we go. Feast for the next 2 weeks, starting with Monday, July 4th, in the ordinary form and Anglican use. Remember, we start doing Anglican use now. But on both of those, St. Elizabeth, Queen of Portugal, optional memorial. We also have Independence Day in the United States, where you can use a mass for public needs or a mass for peace and justice. In the extraordinary form, Feria. St. Elizabeth, by the way, will be celebrated later on that week. Tuesday, all three, St. Anthony, Mary Zakaria, priest, third class in the extraordinary form, optional memorial in the ordinary form, and Anglican use. Wednesday the 6th, in the ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Maria Goretti, Virgin and Martyr, optional memorial in the extraordinary form, Feria. Thursday the 7th, in the extraordinary form, Saints Cyril and Methodius, Bishops and Confessors, third class feast. And guess what? In the ordinary form and Anglican use, Feria. So finally, Friday, July 8th, in the extraordinary form, we got St. Elizabeth, which the ordinary form and Anglican use is celebrated on Monday. This will be a third class feast. And in the ordinary form and Anglican use again, Feria. Saturday, July 9th. In the ordinary form, we have two optional memorials, okay? St. Augustine Zhao Rong, priest and martyr, and his companions, all martyrs. That's an optional memorial. The other optional is the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. You'll see a lot more of that in ordinary time, by the way. In the extraordinary form, fourth class, Our Lady Saturday, Blessed Virgin Mary Saturday. Now, in the Anglican use, they do celebrate the optional St. Augustine Zhao Rong and companions. I do see that one on the calendar, but I have absolutely no clue as to whether or not the Anglican use people do the Our Lady or Blessed Virgin Mary Saturdays. If somebody wants to fill me in on that who knows a little bit more, feel free to do so. Sunday, July 10th, in the ordinary form and the Anglican use, 15th Sunday of Ordinary Time. In the extraordinary form, 4th Sunday after Pentecost. Monday, 7-Eleven. Not to be confused with the store. Ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Benedict Abbot Memorial. In the extraordinary form, Feria. However, at low mass, there's a commemoration, Pope St. Pius I. Tuesday, July 12th, in the extraordinary form, St. John Gualbert Abbot, third class feast. That comes with a low mass commemoration, by the way, low mass commemoration of Saints Nabor and Felix. Ordinary form and Anglican use, Feria. Wednesday the 13th, ordinary form and Anglican use, St. Henry, Emperor and Confessor. That's an optional memorial in both forms. And in the extraordinary form, guess what? Feria. Thursday the 14th, this is a little different, okay. In the ordinary form and Anglican use, Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, a virgin. There's a memorial for that. Now, in the Anglican use, there is also an optional memorial for St. Camillus Delellus, a priest. And I believe that on the 18th, which is a Monday, I think that's celebrated in the extraordinary form. I'll have to double-check the calendar. But that'll come up in another episode. Let's see. In the extraordinary form, St. Bonaventure, Bishop, Confessor, and Doctor of the Church. That's a third class. Now, the other two forms, ordinary form and Anglican use, will celebrate St. Bonaventure on Friday, the 15th, as a memorial. And the extraordinary form, talk about shuffling around, the extraordinary form gets St. Henry, which the other two forms are celebrating the Wednesday before. Now, Saturday, July 16th, in the ordinary form, two optional memorials. The first, Our Lady of Mount Carmel. The other, Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. Now, the Anglican use also gets Our Lady of Mount Carmel, but please remember my previously mentioned disclaimer about Blessed Virgin Mary Saturday and the Anglican use. I don't know what goes on with that just yet. Somebody's got to let me know. Extraordinary form, Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday, but if you look down a line in the order that I have anyways, it mentions ad lib mass of the commemoration of Mount Carmel. Interesting. And finally, Sunday the 17th, ordinary form and Anglican use, 16th Sunday of ordinary time, and in the extraordinary form, 5th Sunday after Pentecost. So by the way, going back to the 16th, A shout out to my daughter Jessica. She is getting married that day. I get the pleasure of giving her away in marriage.
We'll be back.
Coming up, faith of our mommies, aunties, cousins, cousinettes. What is this Matt Fleming to? Stay glued to your computer.
Krakowska kielbasa, the best deli meat. Delicious, nutritious, it just can't be beat. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Some like it with mustard, some just like it plain. But all the best shoppers ask for it by name. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today. Each day before dinner, our hunger renewed. We hear Christos Vincent promote this great food. Grill it, boil it, you will enjoy it. Try some, buy some, have it today.
Don't do this at church.
What was that? Oh, and with your spirit.
La-da-dee-dee, la-da-dee-doo, what did we sing today?
Well, we have another loaded last 2 weeks. We had Corpus Christi with the 11:15 Mass at First Communion. We had the patronal feast in the extraordinary form, and then back to the netherworld that is ordinary time. Nothing makes me happier than having a First Communion Mass that does not include any of the following songs. Table of Plenty, Song of the Body of Christ, One Spirit, One Church, I Am the Bread of Life.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I know, I'm not. You're right. Christ Be Our Light, Gather Us In, All Are Welcome, or any of those greatest hits from Glory and Praise, High God, Gather, or other similar ilk. No massive cremation, no St. Louis Jesuits Mass. Nothing special at all, we just used the same hymns at all four Masses. The only thing we did different at First Communion Mass was, one, we used the Messa Christo Resuscite by Luigi Picchi. We used the Franc Panis Angelicus as an added communion anthem. And three, after Father Bucci led the people in procession to the front of the rectory, we had a beautiful outdoor benediction. Now, I mentioned last episode, too, that the first communicants receiving on a tongue and on their knees. Yes, that did happen. Matter of fact, here's the hymn roll for that weekend, okay? The entrance was Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Mighty Gates, using the tune Truro. Gloria was from the Mass in Honor of Pope Paul VI by Edward Connor. And speaking of that particular glory, I'm hoping that soon enough World Library Publications, the copyright holder for that glory, will find it in their heart to rewrite that glory to serve the forthcoming new translation. I haven't seen that one yet. The psalm, Praise the Lord Jerusalem, and the Alleluia both came from the OCP book, Respond and Acclaim. The offertory was Alleluia Sing to Jesus. Sanctus and Agnus Dei were from People's Mass by Jan van Mols, except for the 11:15 where we used the Peaky Mass.
Peaky, peaky.
During communion, we did this lovely little piece. piece you just heard was another tune of the beloved hymn, Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All. This one written by a sister of mercy, Mother Alexis Donnelly. Now, at the end of the 5 o'clock Saturday anticipated Mass, we had benediction in the church. With the Duque O Salutaris, the Tantum Ergo set to the tune St. Thomas. And what is a good benediction without this? That song, of course, needs no title. Every Catholic should know it. Now, last Friday, July 1st, I got to celebrate my umpteenth birthday with a bang. Patronal feast, yep, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which also happened to be First Friday. And we got to celebrate Mass in the extraordinary form. In addition to having Richard from Catholic Light join us once again, we also had our two regular singers this time and our brass trio. Now, considering this was an extraordinary form Mass, there really wasn't much the brass could do. They did join me in a few little things here. They joined me in the hymn during the procession to the altar, O Sacred Heart, O Love Divine. And, of course, once the priests and servers got to the foot of the altar and started the prayers there, that is the Introibo ad Altare Dei dialogue and so forth, we sang the introit. We used the previously mentioned Koch and Greene propers again. Then we went into this pair of familiar chants.
Thank you.
it's been a while since I've gotten to play or sing those, the Kyrie and Gloria from Mass 8, that is, Missa de Angelis, or Mass of the Angels, where we drew our ordinary from this Mass. Next, of course, was the Gradual and Alleluia from the Koch and Green Book. For the song Credo, we used Credo 3, which seems to be the perfect complement to Mass 8. Following the Credo, we sang the Offertory proper, followed by this. And that was the hymn Cor Dulce Cor Amabile, which we drew from the New St. Basil Hymnal published in 1958. Little side note here, the New St. Basil Hymnal was one of the first hymnals before Vatican II, which seemed to promote more singing by the congregation. I think World Library at that time had a similar hymnal. It was titled People's Hymnal, which turned out to be the predecessor to the series of hymnal editions that we all now know as People's Mass Book. Anywho, back to the Mass, we did the Sanctus Benedictus and Agnus Dei, also from Mass 8. And the brass helped us with the elevation fanfares, namely the fanfare in B-flat by John Ferguson, which I have to refrain from playing here since GIA owns the copyright. Communion was this familiar chant hymn. Thank you. Then, of course, the Adorote Devote, text by none other than St. Thomas Aquinas, set to the Mode 5 Gregorian melody. Soon after that, we set out in procession to the grotto in the back of the parking lot. On the way, Father Bucci led the chanting of the Litany of the Sacred Heart. Once at the grotto, benediction followed. After it was all done, I got to go home and join my family in my favorite birthday treat, Carvel ice cream cake. By the way, thank you all for those who posted birthday wishes on my Facebook wall. I got quite a few this time around. I feel very blessed. Although, I got to tell you, because I have a wonderful wife and four great kids, I know I'm blessed. Finally, this weekend that just passed, the 14th Sunday of Ordinary Time, we started with this. One of my favorites, God of Our Fathers, written to the tune National Hymn. I like this one mainly because of those little trumpet ditties that have gotten added into a number of hymnals. Bah, 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 bah. The psalm of the day was this.
I will praise your name forever. give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. I will praise your name.
That setting of Psalm 145 was written by yours truly, and you can find this one at crystalsofancientmusic.blogspot.com. The Alleluia. You'll love this one. I think a lot of parishes forgot that Alleluia existed. And of the few people that used this Mode 6 Alleluia, many seem to like to use tone 8G for the verse. It seems to be the default tone for everything. There's a reason why there are multiple psalm tones. For this particular Alleluia, I prefer to use tone 6F, which is the tone you heard here. I will reveal the offertory and a later segment on today's episode. There's a reason for it. Eucharistic music was drawn from People's Mass, that is the Sanctus and Agnus Dei, plus the Danish Amen adapted when we eat this bread, and the Danish Amen itself. Communion anthem was Spirit Seeking Light and Beauty from the Pious Tenth Hymnal, set to the Gaelic tune Domnach Trionoidi. Meditation hymn was another favorite of mine, and I'm going to play this one because it's a gorgeous little piece. I haven't played it in quite a while. Here it is.
Your joy.
Shepherd of Souls, using the tune St. Agnes, written by John Bacchaeus Dykes, who also gave us Holy, Holy, Holy. We talked about that an episode or two ago, about John Bacchaeus Dykes and his popularity with Titanic. He used Holy, Holy, Holy on one version of the Titanic movie, and there was Eternal Father Strong to Save, the tune Melita, which he also wrote on the more current version of Titanic. Well, we closed out Mass apparently firing people up for the 235th birthday of our country with the hymn America the Beautiful. In fact, we're going to end this segment now with our rendition of America the Beautiful.
Favorite at hand, Koenig Ludwig Weissbier,
or King Louis to you?
Gerdick Ludwig is the right beer, a golden high-quality brew. Golden, cloudy, cold, and refreshing. Gerdick Ludwig, King Louis to you. Hey!
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
She's guilty! Guilty, I say! That jury is so full of sh.
Hey, Brian! Did you see what GIA's doing?
No, what?
They don't want us to sing Faith of Our Fathers anymore. So they scrapped it from their hymnals.
That's funny. We just sang it at my church last Sunday as the offertory hymn.
Man, how did you get so lucky? We had to sing this Living Faith thingy instead.
A living what? Well, I have proof that we did sing the real Faith of Our Fathers at my parish last weekend. Right here, this was our offertory. This selection of Faith of Our Fathers did come from a GIA hymnal, Worship 3rd Edition, or as known by its pet name, Worship 3, which was published in 1986. 8 years later, GIA's first edition of Gather Comprehensive, the hymnal that combined the contemporary hymnal, really a songbook, Gather, with some of the contents of the primarily traditional style hymnal, Worship 3. Unfortunately, the 1994 Gather Comprehensive was the last GIA hymnal to contain Faith of Our Fathers as we know it. In 1997, GIA introduced a hymnal called Ritual Song that was advertised to have a 50-50 mix between guitar-based tunes and organ-based tunes, unlike Gather Comprehensive, which was 70-30 in favor of the guitar-based stuff. There were number of good new selections within the dignified hymn tunes of the book. However, there were some disappointments here and there as well. Many that were kind of used to at that point. Not that being used to it was a good thing. However, the biggest disappointment I'd have to say was the disappearance of Faith of Our Fathers, a Catholic classic in every English-speaking parish in the world. Instead, we got this ditty in the so-called name of social justice, called A Living Faith. The hymn consists of verse 1 of the real Faith of Our Fathers, but with 3 new verses by this Joseph Alfred. The 1981 copyright is held by the composer and addressed at Emmanuel United Church of Christ, same denomination as Marty Hagen, what a coinkydink. Emmanuel UCC, 9185 South Campbell in Evergreen Park, Illinois, 60805. This is what we have for these 3 verses. Get your barf bags ready, folks. Faith of our mothers, daring faith, your work for Christ is love revealed. Spreading God's word from pole to pole, making love known and freedom real. Faith of our mothers, holy faith, we will be true to you till death. And yes, Joseph Alfred even changed the to you in that last line. Same with the first verse of the real hymn. Faith of our brothers, sisters too, who must still bear oppression's might. Raising on high in prisons dark, the cross of Christ still burning bright. Faith for today, O living faith, because it would sound stupid to try to fit both the brothers and the sisters in the same line. We will be true to you till death. Faith born of God, O call us yet, bind us with all who follow you, sharing the struggle of your cross until the world is made anew. Faith born of God, O living faith, we will be true to you till death. Now, I really think Father Faber had the better theology. However, GIA is not letting that happen anymore. This living faith thingy was also added to the Catholic Community hymnal, which I think was around 1999. That's the hymnal that was dubbed as the hymnal for low-budget parishes, or for those who have relied strictly on missalettes all their lives. Then it got added to the 2004 edition, the new Gather Comprehensive 2nd edition. Yes, Gather Apprehensive 2. And guess what? Worship 4 is due out in time for use with the new Roman Missal translation. That hymnal, sadly, is getting the Living Faith treatment, too. I've already seen the index. Now, if you're going to replace the real Faith of Our Fathers with this dribble, how about we go back to our old Trash the Hymn days on the Contemporary Catholic Music Yahoo group that I'm still a member of, by the way. Years ago, certain members of this group, myself included, played a game on this group called Trash the Hymn, or TTH for short, where we would take hymns, new and old, and make comical parodies of them. In 1998, the group's founder, the late Jay Ricketts, came up with this ultimate alternative to A Living Faith. Now, the text is a little more irregular, meter-wise, but I think this text itself might be considerably closer to reality, at least. Faith of our uncles, aunties, too. Each Christmas and Easter they come find a pew. She lost her rosary under the bed. He got out his Bible out in the shed, leveling the legs on his workbench. Faith of our relatives, lukewarm faith. We might just improve this song to death. Faith of our cousins and cousinettes. They haven't seen a Sunday Mass yet. Weddings and funerals, a baptism or two. But Sundays they golf or stay home and get stewed. Faith of our relatives, lightweight faith. We might just improve this song to death. Faith of our in-laws, why only last June they headed for Sunday Mass at noon. Their first Mass in years, and then on a hunch drove past the church so they wouldn't miss brunch. Faith of our relatives, marginal faith. We just improved this song to death. Let's pray that GIA has a change of heart before Worship 4 comes out and reverts to the real faith of our fathers. And now we have some pod-safe music from Chris Bremer. And there you just heard Chris Bremer doing the Organ Sonata No. 4 in B-flat major, Opus 65 by Felix Mendelssohn. Chris Bremer's piano works can be found at the Piano Society, pianosociety.com. We'll leave that link in the show notes. Chris Bremer comes courtesy of the Classic Cat, www.classiccat.net. I have tucked under my left armpit today's iSnark Top 10 list.
Boom, boom, boom. 10 little, 9 little, 8 little snarks. 7 little, 6 little, 5 little snarks. 4 little, 3 little, 2 little snarks. 1 little snark.
Today's top 10 list is brought to you by Programmable Bell Tower Bells. Better watch how you program them. They might run amok, especially if it's a church bell tower. Well, today we have the top 10 least popular patriotic songs heard at Mass. Okay. We just had 4th of July weekend this past weekend, and you'd be surprised at some of these songs that some people will play at Mass, even if it's just a prelude or postlude. You know, there's songs that really shouldn't have been there. So here we go. From the home office somewhere in West Warwick, Rhode Island, the top 10 least popular patriotic songs heard at Mass. Here we go. Number 10, You're a Grand Old Flag. Number 9, Yankee Doodle Dandy. Number 8, Yankee Doodle. Number 7, 1812 Overture. Number 6, William Tell Overture. Number 5, that Woody Guthrie classic, This Is My Country. Hell, it's mine too. Number 4, This Land Is Your Land. Number 3, The Star-Spangled Banner, sung by anyone who changes the tempo to 4-4 and tries to imitate divas named Christina, Whitney, or Mariah. Number 2, The Star-Spangled Banner, sung by Roseanne. And the number 1 least popular patriotic song heard at Mass. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. I snark. Still.
Ready, music and fun. At
office.
On our next show, well, I don't know what's next, but I think it'll be good. After all, it's the Ice Snark. We'll be back.
Aye, 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 aye.
Crystal spins, it whitewashed. In minutes it washes and rinses and spins. It'll clean out your hymnals of musical sins.
Aye, 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 aye.
Crystal spins, it whitewashed.
Don't do this at church.
Friends, come on over and join us at our new page on Facebook called The New Fans of the Ice Snark page. We did it this way because Facebook updated our old group site and it just wasn't pretty. I mean, we were able to just pull people in against their will and it's not the right thing to do. So instead we got this new Fans of the Ice Snark page. On this new page, all you have to do is at your will hit the like button and you're good to go. Remember that name, the new Fans of the Ice Snark page. There's a link in the sidebar at iSnarkMedia.blogspot.com. I'll also leave a link in today's show notes. I want to thank you for joining us today. Stay tuned for our next episode. Plenty more liturgy, music, and fun to go around. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Snark is brought to you in part by Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Ice Snark Media, available in a Polish deli near you, and by König Ludwig Weissbier, the official beer of Ice Snark Media. König Ludwig, King Louis to you. And by Christus Vincent Whitewash, the official detergent of Ice Snark Media, guaranteed to clean out your hymnals of musical sins. Ice Snark, copyright 2011, Brian Michael Page. Good night.
Made on a crappy PC.